thing that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 7:13, Brock Hunter.
Boy, good morning.
The prodigal son returns.
Oh, man.
He returns.
He's back.
He's back. It is good to have you back, buddy.
I'm alive.
The morning dump just doesn't have quite the...
The umph
yeah. When you're not here. It's just me talking to myself like a weirdo.
Hey, speaking of morning dump, took my first one last night since Friday. And my God, that thing was petrified. My body took every bit of nutrients from that turd. I'm telling you. It took me 5 days.
Of coal. Your body is pride. You actually pooped a diamond.
Yeah.
There was so much pressure.
Unbelievable.
That it was a diamond. Well, I'm happy that you're back to normal.
Yeah, I thought you should know that.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
And it's a perfect start to our morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
I got nothing left, coach.
Nothing?
I got nothing left. Let's see here. According to a new British survey, the average guy would break the leg of his best friend for $6,000.
$6,000, broken leg.
Now, here's the question. Break the leg, do I got to pay for the medical bills afterwards?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. That's about
there goes $6,000 right
there.
$6,000.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of insurance you got?
Would you break my leg for $6,000?
$6,000. That's a nice chunk of change. It's a nice chunk of change.
Here's the thing.
But damn,
I could pay off one of my credit lines if I broke your leg for $6,000.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd understand.
Is this a clean break or can it be like a fracture?
Break. I'm saying, but what bone though? Are you going to break?
Is it going to be the knee?
The femur?
Is it going to be the femur? Is it going to be the...
The tibia? Wait, that's in the arm, isn't it? I don't know.
Tibia,
the bones.
Fibia.
There's only one bone I truly know in my body.
The leg. Right.
And you don't want to break that one.
That one's hard to break.
You don't want to break that one. The survey asked people how much money it would take to do all sorts of stuff. Other than leg breaking, the average guy would get a face tattoo for about $128,000 and would eat a worm for about $65.
Eat a worm for $65. I probably do that.
I would. Face tattoo, here's the funny thing, is that I've wanted to get one.
Really?
I keep telling Kiki, I think I would look good with like a, you know, Jacoby from Papa Roach. He's got like the star. I think I would look good with a little cross right there.
A little cross right there?
She would murder me.
A few teardrops. Huh?
Was I here, when I served my nickel in a joint. I don't think I was here when I went to Vegas and I pulled that prank on Kiki. I'm trying to remember. Anyway.
Yeah, you were.
Was I? Because
it was your first year.
First year. So I got a tattoo in Vegas, dude, from the shakiest tattoo artist in the world. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This guy was just holding that needle gun, and his hand was just shaking. I'm like, no. Right. It was like 3:30 in the morning. Terrible idea. But I had him take a joke photo of him holding the tattoo gun up to my face.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I posted the photo.
Kiki was not happy.
And then my phone died after that. So I didn't get to my phone until the next morning after charge.
And you're all tatted up, too, so she wouldn't put it past you.
Especially after a few drinks in Vegas.
Yeah.
God knows what else. Hell, yeah, I'll get a face tattoo.
So how much was that for?
$128,000. I think Kiki would be mad if I didn't get it for that price.
Yeah, that would be hard to pass.
And I think I could pull it off.
Yeah, you got a lot of tattoos to go with it.
Yeah. And on like, the face tattoo, I mean, come on.
$128,000.
Yeah.
How about the broken leg? Would you do that?
For $6,000?
Like if it was your own leg. Like if you could break your own leg.
Oh, God, yeah.
$6,000?
Absolutely. What else am I doing?
How would you do it?
How would I do it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have you drive over it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Ah. Yeah.
Jeez, man.
Yeah.
Really?
Get good video, and that's extra income. We'll post the video.
Hunter, you didn't have to do it 5 times. Just wanted to make sure.
My leg is mush. It is shattered.
Just completely shattered.
So, yeah, I'd probably do it.
British people are weird.
They are weird. Exactly. I don't trust anything they say.
Yeah. About $6,000 to fix your teeth.
Would you get your teeth fixed for $6,000? Oh, no. Don't be silly. Lastly, remember back in the MySpace era when you'd go to someone's page and a song would start playing?
Oh, yeah, I missed that.
Dude, that was one of the hardest things ever.
Kids today
don't understand the struggle of picking the perfect song. What song is going to represent me perfectly?
Yeah. What was yours?
Oh, God. I think it was AC/DC's, like, Back in Black or something like that. It was an AC/DC song, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Well, believe
mine, mine was a Sanford and Son theme song. Welcome to my MySpace page.
Well, guess what? Facebook is soon going to roll out the option where you can put a song on your page. So when someone goes to your page, it's going back to MySpace.
See, here's the problem, though. You're going to have to buy the song.
Oh, probably. It. Now, here's the other thing. They haven't talked about if they're going to bring back, like, the top eight. Remember that, too, on MySpace?
Yeah.
Dude, that ruined friendships.
It did.
If you didn't put someone in your top eight,
it did.
It was either, if you had a girlfriend or a boyfriend, they were always on the top eight.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you were single, you always had, like, hot, slutty chicks.
Couldn't you pick, like, top four? You could, like, switch it. You could do, like, top four, top eight, top 16.
Something like that. Yeah, they changed it the farther it went along.
I always did the top 16 just to be safe.
Yeah. Keep everyone in there. God, MySpace. Had all your themed backgrounds. You had live wallpapers. And it was, there were so many slutty chicks on MySpace.
Yeah.
It was great,
it
man.
Was. It was. It was the OG of social media.
Yeah. Yeah. I miss MySpace.
Let's get back on it.
Start a MySpace account. Yeah, the Plan B Morning Show MySpace account. All right, let's do it. We'll do it. All right, that's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it? The more